This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Last week, we talked about a sled dog kennel business. And today, we are really doubling down on the furry friend beat with a story focused on grooming, which turns out is a thriving industry. The U.S. pet grooming market is expected to shoot up to $14 billion by 2028. That's according to the market research company Brainy Insights. One huge reason for that growth is that, frankly, more and more businesses are getting creative, not just offering services in the salon, but outside of it, too. And that all brings me to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Brian Taylor. I live in Harlem, New York. I'm the owner of Harlem Doggy Day Spa, and I am the founder and organizer of the Pup Relief Tour. I was a banker that turned dog groomer, so I used to always do my own hair. And when my father used to, you know, trim my hair before school when I was younger because we couldn't afford a barber, I used to go back and fix it so I wouldn't look crazy at school. So I always had love for hair. But I think the passion for animal and then the love for hair really got me into becoming a dog groomer. The beginning of the pandemic, I remember like it was yesterday, I lost like 90% of my business. So I have a really good following on my business page. So I was like, hey, listen, I'm starting the pandemic relief fund for pet parents who weren't able to get their dog groomed and they have lost their job. All I ask is for a donation in that. So people started donating to that. I've been able to utilize GoFundMe, and so far we have raised over $80,000. And those money is used towards creating the tour, getting people on the tour, you know, accommodations and food, and just giving them an experience where giving back and learning is such a big thing. So the way that we did the Pup Relief Tour is just that I used my mobile van. And we started in New York, but unfortunately, the van just broke down. So we had to rent cars, and we rented two minivans, and we just drove those minivans from one location to the next location. You know, money has been really hard to raise. And the first tour, I literally still invest money into it when I don't raise enough money. The tour, we like it to be the end of July and the first week in August. This is the fun part. So right now, we're in the stage where we're planning the tour. Last year, I did it with me and one other person, but this year, I have two or three people who have helped organize the tours. And then from there, the first thing we do, we just put our feelers out to the pet industry and ask people who own salons if they'll be interested and hosting a tour. We start recruiting groomers, and I was able to reach out to a lot of African-American groomers who wanted to give back and also wanted to represent, you know, minorities in this space. And so far, we've already groomed over 1,500 dogs, and we've been to 12 states, and my ultimate goal is to do all 50 states and groom over 10,000 dogs. So that's what it is. It's a feel-good thing. It's a bunch of professionals, and you want to find a way to give back every year to a little bit of your service to people in need.
That was Brian Taylor in Harlem. By the way, we can't do this series without y'all, so please head on over to marketplace.org/myeconomy. Let us know what's going on in your economy.